This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're following the newest Federal Election Commission data showing that Hillary Clinton raised $26 million last month, with Donald Trump raising about a fifth of that amount. But this is direct contributions to campaigns. Separately, there's the so-called soft money that big donors can use to support campaigns indirectly that critics say especially corrupts American government. People tut-tut about campaign finance, but often find it hard to pin down its effect in our everyday lives. Well, Nick Penniman is co-author of Nation on the Take. Penniman tracked how this money hits us at a very personal level, the medicines we take, even our waistlines.
So one of the stories that we tell in the book is about the battle against obesity in America. As you know, it's one of the great rising health crises that our country faces. It's going to cost us hundreds of billions of dollars downstream. Well, we looked at the attempts of local, state, and then the federal government to create regulations and laws to reduce obesity. And it wasn't hard for us to conclude, after looking at all these fights, that the fast food, sugar, and corn lobby won almost every major policy battle. So it's not some abstraction about big money in Washington and lobbyists and, you know, corruption. It's really about the process of self-governing and whether or not we're able to fix the very real problems that we face every day.
But listen, many people say political money is like water. It always finds a way to run downhill. You think the problem, as you see it, is in any way fixable?
Money probably is like water, but you can also channel water. There are great models in New York City, for instance, where if you run for city council or mayor in New York, it's a 6-to-1 match for anyone who runs. So if someone gives you $50, it's all of a sudden worth $350. So what has that done to politicians in New York City? Well, instead of chasing the donors on the Upper East Side and Upper West Side and trying to get $2,000 plate dinners assembled, they are instead going home and holding barbecues in district and raising $25 and $50 a pop. So democratizing political funding in America would be the big game changer. But you also got to do transparency. There's too much dark money in the system. You got to fix the Federal Election Commission.
But that's a big one, the Federal Election Commission. You think it's toothless?
It is definitely toothless. I don't even know if the gums work, any of the jaw can even move anymore. You know, it has been mired in partisan politics. And it wastes $65 million a year. That's the budget of the Federal Election Commission. There is a great bipartisan bill currently on Capitol Hill that would fix that. It would make it a nonpartisan commission and get it going again. And we are finding fantastic reception with that bill on Capitol Hill with Republicans and Democrats alike. Because I tell you what, David, what many politicians are so sick of is these super PACs and all these outside groups flying in the dark of night and bombing the heck out of them in the last 30, 60 days of their campaigns. A lot of that foolishness would not be happening if we had a functional Federal Election Commission.
Nick Penniman is co-author of Nation on the Take. His co-author is Wendell Potter, the Washington journalist who now runs the Center for Public Integrity. Nick, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.